It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. What do you use your UTV for?
Just recently, we've taken it throughout all the trails that we're able to get onto throughout the city. The walking trails, we've took it down the walking trails from Forest Park all the way to the Arboretum. There's some areas that we have to maneuver around a little bit, but being able to be on the trails, it gives us a chance to get from one end of town to the other faster than we would be on a street. It also gives us an opportunity to check the walking trails for downed cyclists, walkers, runners, in any kind of nefarious activity that's going on in secluded areas such as the walking trails. We've taken it around the pond out by the Travel Plaza and the Tolan Creek walking trails. We're able to get around in wooded areas and things of that nature. We also try to use the UTV to go to events like Touch a Truck. If you've seen it in the Christmas parade, myself and Chief Spinks was leading the Christmas parade this year in the UTV. The benefit of it is we can deploy it anywhere. We can take it to the Parsons Lake to try and do some activities out there. We have a trailer that the UTV sits on. It can also pull the trailer that it sits on around itself. We have a variety of uses for it, from setting up barricades and deploying the radar trailer and hauling equipment from one end of town to the other.
Sounds like it's got a lot of use. You haven't even had that a year, have you?
No, we haven't. As a matter of fact, it's recently been completed as far as having all the lights and the siren, and the officers have their own radios, but it doesn't have radar equipment. But we do have handheld radars that we can use to monitor speeders in select locations. Officers are going to be taking a safety course on the use of it. It is a little bit top heavy. It sits a little bit higher off the ground, and it doesn't quite handle like a car. So with that being said, it does have a certain learning curve to getting to use it, and officers are going to have to be mindful of that as they deploy it. However, it does have a ton of attributes that you can do in it that you can't do in a patrol car. So it's really going to be a benefit this year, and I hope to see it deployed quite a bit this summer. I'm hoping that we can get kids to get around it, take a look at it, and see it. And I hope it's an attraction to try and draw the public a little bit closer to the department.
We've been visiting with Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.